have to listen to it.
This week's show, because it was a disaster.
When you live in a beach resort, it's easy to forget whether you are playing or working. On each week's show, we settle in with a cocktail and try to figure out if there is a difference. This is Day Drinking on Delmarva.
And I am Todd from GoodCleanFunLife.com.
I'm Tony Russo, no relation, and you're listening to Day Drinking on Delmarva, a podcast about life and culture on the Delmarva Peninsula. Todd drinks because he gets to live here. I drink because I have to live here. And don't even get me started. All right, go ahead, get me started. Lots of good stuff this month. I just remembered something as I was saying that I'm not even going to do my introduction. Like, I'm going to do the commercial. I'm going to talk about some of the stuff I wrote this week because it's funny. But first, and I can't believe I didn't bring this up before the show to prepare Todd. This week is garbage week in Delmar. And ooh, so that means, yeah, so that means everybody puts out their big garbage that would normally go to the dump. Things you can't throw out on a week-to-week basis. You save all year, and then three days, I guess, a year, everyone in town makes a mountain of garbage on their front lawn.
Yep.
For the town.
I call it scavenger Christmas.
Scavenger Halloween is what I thought for. For that very reason, because then the night before, there were lines of trucks and cars going up and down the street, picking up all of the metal and salvageables and, you know, just I want it stuff that they could from. And I don't begrudge them. I think it's fantastic. I rarely throw out anything that anyone can use. Except for metal, like, because I don't recycle metal. And like, I had an umbrella break, like a big house umbrella broke.
Oh, right.
So, yeah. So I threw that out and, you know, that got scooped up right away. Some medical equipment that we didn't need anymore. And when it is scavenger Halloween, I throw out things that it's like, it's easier to put them on the curb than to take them to Goodwill. Like, these things are going to be useful to somebody. So I put them out kind of at the last minute so they don't get rained on or anything. So that someone can take them and make use of them. What I'm looking forward to, though, and I don't know if I'll pull it off, but I promised myself I would try, is Delmar also just had a flea market open up on the highway. And I want to go to the Delmar flea market and take pictures of the things that I threw out this Saturday.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. Why wouldn't it be there?
I'm pretty sure that's a Gary V hustle, right? You know, is going to yard sales and then reselling it on eBay, or this is just one rung below where you're picking up somebody else's trash as somebody else's treasure, right?
Absolutely. But the other thing that I thought was really amusing, and I'm not going to get a chance to write about it, hopefully I'll remember and write about it next year, is there were some people who were a little short-sighted, I guess, and they planned garage sales for this weekend. And so if you planned a garage sale, you couldn't go in your house. You had to stay out and watch your stuff, because if you wandered away for even a second, a team and a truck would pull up. I saw people clean out this guy up the street. Like, three people jumped out of a truck, and it went from a 5 foot high, 10 foot wide pile to one lone mattress in under 90 seconds. It was military precision. So I just want to, everyone, all the towns do it. Go ahead.
Be careful, Delmar, because a word to the wise, I don't know what this says about our town or our society, but Berlin had to stop doing it because so many people were throwing so much stuff away. It was becoming a major expense for them to drive the truck and they had to keep running back to you know, offload dumps. And so now Berlin doesn't have that anymore. And it really is a very nice service. We used to do two a year, and one was like just for yard waste. So like mm-hmm. in the fall, leaves, I guess, if people do that. And then one was in the spring cleaning, and that was the scavenger Halloween. But yeah. but no more in Berlin. We were throwing too much shit away.
Yeah, I also think that, I mean, you know me, I'm always more anti-government than I am anti-people. Why would you take the chance on having to raise taxes and then losing your job as a council person when you can just make everyone in town buy their own dump sticker and take their own stuff to the dump? Right. I think because in a society, the government should take care of the garbage and the people should not have to do that personally. But, you know, that's why these people always move. And that's the other thing. So many people live out in the county now, right? And they mm-hmm. build these developments just outside of town. Right. And then they're like, well, can we have garbage service? And we'll pay the town $20 a house for garbage service, which is fine until it is scavenger Halloween. And then the town is like, oh, we got screwed on all these deals. So now the people who live in town, like legitimately live in town, have to pay the price. It's someplace I feel like Delmar will be. I think when these morons get the bill for this last cleanup, we're not going to have this much longer either. They're like, why don't they get dump stickers? I got a dump sticker. I'm like, yeah, that's because you put nuclear waste in the dump because you're a scumbag developer. Or that's what I heard. I've decided. So I did a story this week about the Wall Street Journal wrote another kind of nasty piece about funeral service. And what they wrote was it was just about how, you know, funeral directors are always trying to rip you off. That has not been my experience. But one of a Wall Street Journal reporter in a podcast said, you know, funeral directors know that people are vulnerable and they use this vulnerability to sell them things they don't need. Or I've definitely heard that somewhere. Mm-hmm. And that's not what a reporter says at, you know, that's not, wow. You know, that's not,
I feel that, like
that's I what like I said. That's something on that, this show.
Yeah, that's something I would say. And I have claim to be a journalist in any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's funny because now we're going to switch really quick into my commercial, which is, hi, I'm Tony Russo, and I'm the sponsor of this show by all my writing and whatnot. I started a video news show for funeral service on YouTube this week. And I won't put a link in these show notes because it's not going to be out until Friday, but I will start putting links in the show notes in case you want to see under 10 minutes, usually 6 minutes of me just like, here now the news, pow, 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 pow. And in mm-hmm. my reporting, I literally said, I didn't say Todd. I said, that sounds like something I would say on a podcast when I was afraid I was slandering someone or something like that. But in addition to doing that, which I would love it if you guys followed my other podcast, my funeral podcast. But I also started another podcast this week that I'm calling Return to Sender. And Return to Sender is my documentation of different postcards that I've found. So I have what I've been calling my postcard project. Now I'm calling Return to Sender, where I get postcards. And if you're watching the video, I'm showing one now. I get them in the mail. I buy them bulk, and sometimes they're blank, and sometimes they have words on them. And the ones that have words on them, I send back to the original address. So, like this postcard was sent to Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, and I can't make out the date because I'm not wearing my glasses. But in like 1950, and I'm going to send it back to whoever lives in that address now. With a little letter saying, hi, essentially it says, hi, I'm not a crazy person, but I think it's cool that this postcard belongs at your house. Do you know anything about the people that got it? If so, reach out to me. Let's talk about it. And so that's kind of the basis of the podcast. And so right now I'm just writing narratives about what the postcard could mean. But eventually I would like to expand that to include interviews with people who either live in the house or wrote most of the people who wrote these postcards aren't alive anymore, but their children are. And there is one postcard that I hope to do a podcast on in the next 2 or 3 weeks, where a child who was mentioned in the postcard is still alive, and I have his contact information. So if I could get in touch with him, I'll say, do you remember your trip to Florida? They said you came and visited Aunt Patty or whatever. None of those are the right names, but for obvious reasons.
Sure.
So anyway, you can find all of that at bytonyrusso.com. And that's my Substack. And if you subscribe to it, then I'll send you a weekly email saying what I've written this week. Even though a lot of times I'll write 3 or 4 things in a week, I don't like to bombard people with email because I'm afraid it makes them unsubscribe. I know why I unsubscribe. Yeah. If I'm in the wrong mood, sometimes I feel bad for people where I'm like, yeah, you know what? I'm tired of you. Like, you're not really tired of them. You just opened your email in a bad mood. So I try to send them on Sunday afternoons when everybody's in a relatively good mood. And most people open them. People seem to like it. So bytonyrusso.com or bytonyrusso.substack. I'm sorry. Or just tonyrusso.substack.com.
And then, of course, for the podcast, the Substack, I wanted to ask what you thought of the vertical video and the highlight clip that we put together for that, and put it out there if anybody has any reaction or comments about that for the video.
I thought all of that was super cool. I was very happy with the video component. I like it upside down. And we're going to go crazy super meta here because I just got my Be Real notification.
Oh, fun.
So we're all on Be Real now. Ta-da, ta-da. So yes, if you're following, was that on Good Clean Fun Life or was that on your personal?
That was on Good Clean Fun and my personal Instagram. And, it's funny, I was using Opus Clip, which I might end up signing up for a little bit, because it took our show, it took the entirety of our show and gave us like multiple options, like 8 options of clips from our show that were put together. And you could, like, the captions were all already baked in. I could move them around. I could add a little something if I wanted to. And just like that. And you could actually edit it too. So that it had the transcript. And if I wanted to back up just a little bit or cut a little and ah out that I often do, I could do that within the app right there. And just, it's a Chrome extension website, and it was pretty powerful. It took a few minutes to crunch everything, but the result of what came out was fantastic. And that's one of the things that we've talked about a lot, is that we don't promote this at all. And when you make it like that easy, it's something that we're going to do. So
that's very cool, and hopefully this will start helping. I think that we're going to be helped. If you're a new listener and you discovered us on Apple through a search, thank you for listening, and I hope we're not boring you. I think that transcripts on Apple are going to help us a lot, because we do put out a lot of stuff about the local area. I need to read you a text message from my wife, Kelly, that she sent me this morning, because she thought she was being very funny, but of course, she's just 2 steps behind us. She said this. She said, let's go see Gringo Jingo, the Santana cover band. And I'm like, yeah, we're already all over it. Todd and I
talked
about the cover bands at the stadium.
Yes.
Speaking of cover bands at the stadium, one of the things that I do want to mention that I'm going to try to do this year, and I'm going to say it to you, I don't know if it'll help, but hopefully it may help a little bit. I'm going to try to see 10 baseball games at the Shorebird Stadium between now and September. Every year, I go to my first baseball game in late August and say, boy, that was so much fun. It was cheap. Why don't I do this more?
Yeah.
And then spring comes and summer follows and it's August. And I'm like, you know what? I should go to, I've been doing it for a full decade now. I've seen maybe 30 games at that stadium, which is not enough. I mean, you could reasonably see 30 games a year at the Shorebirds Stadium. So that's my promise and pledge. And I will give you guys an update as I go, because the other thing that's interesting, I have all this great stuff from early Shorebirds someplace. And the one that I wish I could find that I can't find is I had this great shot of Ryan Minor and Manny Machado standing together at third base, looking out into the field.
It was
a really this iconic, you know, both in their Shorebirds gear. And I would love to be able to find where I did that photo. So I'm going to try to do a better job when I go to the Shorebirds games and take notice of who's doing what where.
I love that idea.
Yeah. So hopefully we'll continue to report on the goings on, at least a little bit. So this week we have garbage. Hopefully some other week we'll have, baseball, but we also have dancing injuries to talk about. Would you like to talk about any dancing? I haven't had any dancing injuries. I had a painting injury that, was related to the fact that I'm old and out of shape. What was your injury related to?
My injury, I just thought it was perfect that my injury coincided with my cardiologist's stress test and CT scan. But it also ties back to a great event that we were participating in, the Freeman Stage. It's a fundraiser for the pavilion, Freeman Arts Pavilion. And it is the backstage pass that they hold at the Hyatt up in Dewey Beach, Delaware. And the whole concept is that you pay, you get in, and you get what would be considered the backstage experience. You know, it's Mid-Atlantic Sound Audio. I'm pretty sure they do most of the, I might be messing that up, but the company that does all of the sound for the Freeman Stage, they bring out all of their wares and gear. Bad Hair Day is there to fix people's hair.
That's great.
Jewelry, somebody doing fake tattoos. There's a whole like lounge area. And then of course vendors for like that VIP experience. It's a pretty neat thing. Everybody comes out dressed in, you know, their favorite band t-shirts. Love Seen Mama Jump plays the event, and you know, they're a really good time that a lot of the people who attend Freeman Arts shows are familiar with, and you know, they do a great job. And this is all held at the Hyatt in Dewey Beach. We're very familiar, of course. We do work there a lot. We stay there a lot, and it's right down the road from one of the vendors of the event, the Starboard, our largest client, of course. And so we filmed the event. It was a wonderful time. Again, one of my favorite days of the year because I get to see Patty Grimes in jeans and a t-shirt,
right?
And in Cutting Loose a little bit. But speaking of cutting loose, after the event was wrapping up, some of our friends from Dogfish Head, Boston Beer, whatever you want to say, were another vendor. And we just got talking and hanging out, and we decided that we were gonna walk down the lane and have a pop of something at the Dewey Country Club. And then we made our way to the Starboard. We're a bunch of old guys, but you know, but people who know how to have a good time. And I don't even think it was that late. You know, maybe it was 11 o'clock and it was full of kids. The Starboard was. And we just decided to take over the dance floor, and like all the wedding moves came out, you know, the sprinkler, the running man, all of the things. And from the event, we had one of those foam light up sticks. They were passing those out to everybody to wave around.
Well, right.
By the time we got to the Starboard, the five or six of us, however many were there were, we only had one of those left. And it became this game that just kind of spontaneously happened where if you were handed this baton, this light up baton, it was your turn to dance.
That's great.
I feel like I was a big instigator in this sort of madness.
No, of course you are. I feel like you're trying not to take credit, but it was that clearly. If a stranger walked up and said, whose idea was this? I would say, well, that was clearly Todd's idea.
It was clearly my idea. And so it went around and around to a bunch of different people, kids, you know, 21-year-olds, 20-somethings, all dancing, all having a good time. It came back to me once or twice. And the last time it came back to me, I figured I was going to do, you know, the classic high kick, you know, split, like half split, slide split, which I'm really good at.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
I'm really good at it.
It hurts me to think about it.
I'm just 50 years old, Tony. And, I went down. I felt it. I kept my game face on. Oftentimes when I do stuff like that, you know, you feign the injury. So like you feign the injury and then you hobble off and smile and wave. I'm like, I'm just kidding. But I wasn't kidding. And I'd strained my hamstring and I felt like an idiot. So I hid it from everybody for the night. I was wincing and having a couple more cocktails. And it wasn't until it was time to walk back to our room at the Hyatt place where Natalie was like, why is it taking you so long to walk? And I said, well, here's where I come clean. And so, yeah, lots of ribbing. I mean, I'll take all of the cringe, all of the embarrassment. But fortunately, I don't think it was too bad. I'm a little bruised. I'm walking around on it today. And but it was kind of funny that 8 o'clock Monday morning, I was supposed to go in and do my, you know, cardiac stress test and jump on a treadmill and see how long I could go for 15 or how fast I could go for 15 minutes or so, whatever it was. And I'm like, nah, can't do that. I hurt myself over the weekend. So have to reschedule.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, like, all right. So if someone took a screenshot of this and said, which one of these people needs a stress test? I feel like more people would guess me than you. And yeah, I'm not maybe. Ever, one of the reasons I would never go for a stress test is we know how we lose weight, you know, you need to lose weight. Watch your cholesterol. Yeah.
Right.
That'll be $10,000. You know what? I'll just watch my weight or not and watch my cholesterol or not and keep my money or not. One of the, fun things about that story that I think people, and I don't want to be the the middle-aged guy podcast just yet, but the things that you find yourself saying out loud to a girl after you're 50, if you're married, is shocking. Like the kind of things that you would never say to a girl who you weren't married to if you were 20, you would say without even noticing to a girl you've been married to for, you just had an anniversary too, right? 70 years? How long have you been married? 80 years?
70 years. No, we met 30 years ago on Sunday.
How exciting. That's well, fantastic.
And here's the other thing. So this was Friday night. Saturday night, we get up, we get in the car. It's my father's 80th birthday. And I'm like, oh, this is great. I'm going to go to my dad's 80th birthday and complain about how old I feel. But all's well that ends well. It was a great event. I won't be doing any kick splits at the Freeman stage. I can't guarantee that I won't try it again at the Starboard sometime, but I'm gonna stretch better before.
Yeah, that's what you've got to stretch first. It's shocking, like when you start to feel yourself getting old. Like this morning, I was like, what did I do yesterday? And I'm like, oh, that's right. You wrestled with your grandson for 15 minutes. That's why you can't move. You know?
Yeah. Doing yard work is considered, an intense workout weekly.
I prepare to do yard work. I stretch. I take aspirin before and after. But that's a lesson that I learned over the course of 6 or 7 years when I'm like, you're too old to do this, but you're not too old to do this. You're too out of shape to do this, but you're doing it anyway. And you're relying on muscle memory. And then your muscle's like, yeah, well, remember how we didn't used to have to hurt? Well, now we do. That's the part of the muscle memory you forget.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Can we, we're not quite up against it, but there's one thing that I did want to bring up that we said we were talking about before the show came on. Do you want to talk about this new potential opportunity?
Certainly, I want to talk about the potential opportunity, because if it falls apart, it falls apart, and that's fine. But if it doesn't fall apart, I'd be very excited about it. And no, I chickened out. We'll talk about it next week. I literally just sent the email. I may be doing another news oriented podcast beyond the funeral one.
Beyond the funeral one sounds like a great podcast. But I know that's nothing to do with it.
I have like a list. I don't know. I should be richer. I have a list of podcast premises written down here. And I'm like, when are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? When are you going to do that? Go ahead.
I won't say, but I do have a great name for this potential opportunity podcast.
Oh, cool.
And if not a name, at least a segment that would resonate with the potential listeners. So that's just the tease for next week. We could talk about that.
Absolutely. And we absolutely will talk about it next week. It occurs to me that we do have listeners now. Like sometimes we record like we don't have listeners, like we used to not have listeners, but now we do have listeners. And I mean, you know, and if you know me personally and you're a listener and you want to know what I'm talking about, feel free to email me. It's not like a secret, but I would hate to submarine it
because it
got into the wrong ears. Because actually, probably not our guests, but you know, not our listeners, but you know, a friend of a friend. Or even the wrong listener saying, this is a great idea to the wrong person. We'd be like, oh, well, if they think it's a great idea. If you listen to those jerks, we're not listening to you. That's for sure.
Yes.
But I'm looking forward to hopefully announcing it next week. I feel bad not saying it now because I'm really depriving everyone of just everyone who knows me of a good laugh. Honestly,
I think this is what we probably should do more of is tease stuff and maybe we get some
people to listen next week from week to week.
I think this is what people do. Yeah.
The other thing though, that we were going to talk about beyond that, you started to say that we were going to pick up on some of the stuff from last week about video and whatnot, or am I making that up?
Oh, just the vertical video. We touched on that, didn't we?
All right. Yeah. Yes, we did. I'm sorry to derail the show by cowarding out, but there was no other way to do it. I'm not there yet. I want to show that I'm a grown up enough to keep my mouth shut if I'm supposed to. Like no one told me to keep my mouth shut, but I'm doing it anyway, which is not. Yeah. Generally my strong point, but I'll give you a hint. I may be doing a podcast that will require me to sometimes keep my mouth shut, part of the show. Yeah. So this is my audition tape. If you're listening, if you've just finished reading my proposal and you rushed over to YouTube and now you're listening, look at me, keep my mouth shut. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
Also for the listeners, and I wanted to ask you your opinion, the watchers, and I'd like to ask your opinion. I changed mustache styles. I don't know if you noticed or not, but you know I have what? A mustache and a beard, but I erased the connective tissue. So I've got kind of like a Colonel Sanders, but needs a shave kind of thing going on.
No, here. It looks good. It's well crafted. I think that's what people look for in a facial hair on old
it
men.
It goes with things. An old round face. Like I couldn't wear this when I was 20, like a 20-year-old would kind of look a little douchey, honestly. But me, I look like a homeless art collector.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or an art collector of homeless homeless people.
Our collector for the homeless. Well, that's really kind of all we have for this week. I'm sorry to derail it at the end of the show with my cowardice, but
Stop it.
I'm sticking to my guns. So check in next week, and hopefully we will open the show with a big announcement. No, we'll definitely open a show with either the story of how I screwed this up or how much fun we are all about to have. And who knows, we may gain listeners here. There, that's the closest I'll get to a hint. I'll be doing, I've made a proposal for a podcast that will be talking about local issues and may get more people listening to us on our goofy show here, which would be so much fun.
And it's not beyond the grave.
Right. It's not beyond the grave. No. But until then, I got nothing else. How about you?
I got nothing.
All right. Well, remember, until next time at the beach,
it's happy hour whenever you say this.
Day Drinking on Delmarva with Todd DeHart and Tony Russo is produced weekly, mostly by dumb luck. You can join them Wednesday afternoons or find them online at daydrinkingondelmarva.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll check back in with you next week.